content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Charger Advocate, the newsletter of the Governor Moorhead Foundation for the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. And this is from the desk of Board President Francisco Chavez from August of 2023. The Governor Moorhead School has welcomed close to 50 students to campus so far for the start of the new school year. Think back to when you began a new school year. The anticipation, the energy, and maybe a little trepidation, all bundled together. What an exciting time. This fall is also exciting for the Governor Moorhead Foundation. We are so close to completing the fundraising for the new multisensory playground at the school. This is truly a community project, and we've been incredibly grateful to have the assistance of multiple Lions Clubs, a wonderful group of design students from NCSU, as well as GMS students and staff. Construction has begun, and we are hopeful to have the project completed and ready for students to use in October. Please, help us get to the finish line. There are several easy ways you can help. One, reach out to organizations you are a part of and see if they would be willing to make a contribution. Or two, make a donation today, either online or by mail. And three, participate in our annual Giving Season Gala coming up on November 2nd. We're soliciting auction items and table sponsors, but we'd also love for you to join us that night. It's sure to be a very special evening you won't soon forget. And as always, we thank you for your support. A note on foundation aid. At our August board meeting, the foundation board approved several funding requests from faculty at the Governor Moorhead School. The list includes fun items to stock in the Charger store, $300, a band instrument repair and choral sheet music, $1,025, rock climbing trip, $800, lodging and meals for fall and spring Model UN conferences, $7,880 total, art curriculum, $1,200, and lastly, provisional support for a STEM grant the school is applying for, $2,000. September is National Guide Dog Month. Join us in celebrating and honoring the work of guide dogs. Guide dogs go through rigorous training from an early age. They help those with sensory issues, such as blindness, and provide added mobility and independence for those who might not otherwise have such freedoms. Several of the students at the Governor Moorhead School utilize the help of guide dogs to help them successfully navigate their world. Pups, we salute you. And here are some fundraising items. Chipotle fundraiser. Our profit-sharing fundraiser at the Chipotle at North Hills was held on August 2nd. It was great to visit with supporters from all over, including Durham and other nearby cities and towns. The foundation raised over $110 and went a long way towards raising awareness of our organization. If you know of a local restaurant that offers similar such spirit nights, please let us know. Save the date. Join the Governor Moorhead Foundation on November 2nd for the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. This annual fundraising event promises once again to be an evening filled with warmth, laughter, and heartfelt connections as we come together to showcase the talents of the students of the Governor Moorhead School and join in fellowship over a meal. Enjoy an Italian dinner catered by Amadeo's starting at 6:30, followed by musical performances by GMS students and a silent auction of gift items and services donated by local businesses and organizations. All proceeds will benefit the school. The evening will take place on the GMS campus at 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Table sponsorships are an option for those wishing to bring a group. Individual tickets are available until October 25th through Eventbrite, and the cost is $35 each. For more information, visit our website or contact Francisco Chavez, GMF Board President, at Chavez, which is spelled C-H-A-V-E-Z, at RaleighConsulting.com. Let's come together and spread the love this season. We hope to see you there. Ongoing fundraising. GMF continues to sell greeting cards featuring art created by students under the guidance of GMS art teacher Lisa Medina. Cards are available from any member of the GMF board and will soon be available for purchase online. Contributions to GMF can be made through the NC State Employees Combined Campaign and always via our website. Donating to the Governor Moorhead Foundation. Make a donation today and help us continue our mission for the students at GMS. It's easy to donate to the work of the Governor Moorhead Foundation by PayPal, by mail, or through the State Employees Combined Campaign. There are several mentions of the Governor Moorhead School website, and it is www.governormoorhead.net. GOVERNORMOREHEAD.net. Well, that's the end of the Charger Advocate, the newsletter of the Governor Moorhead Foundation for August of 2023. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. This newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to us at the North Carolina Reading Service.